Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, August 19th. Early risers are in for a treat tomorrow. Venus, Jupiter, and the twins of Gemini congregate around the moon. The group climbs into good view a couple of hours before dawn. Venus is close to the lower right of the moon, Jupiter is farther to the upper right, and Gemini's twins are to the upper left of the moon. The brighter twin, Pollux, is especially close to our satellite world. Venus is the morning star, the brightest member of the group after the moon. It shines so brightly because it's close to Earth and the Sun, and because it's topped by clouds of sulfuric acid. They reflect about three-quarters of the sunlight that strikes them. Jupiter is the next brightest, mainly because it's the largest planet in the solar system. It's about 11 times the diameter of Earth, and it's more than twice as massive as all the other planets and moons put together. And Earth is moving closer to Jupiter now, so the planet will grow even brighter over the next few months. Pollux and Castor, the twins, are true stars, but they're hundreds of thousands of times farther than the planets, which dulls their countenance. Even so, they're easy to see through the moonlight, part of a beautiful panorama in the early morning sky. Another bright light rises well below the group, Mercury, the sun's closest planet. The moon will stand close to it on Thursday, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.